Demonstrators raising their voices in unison. At dusk at the state capitol Tuesday, dozens of protests across Wisconsin this week. We're taking stock of what it's like to cover the Black Lives Matter movement on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Have you been out on the streets? Where did you go to protest? Are you an organizer? What is it like for you to gather voices? We're at 800-642-1234. Ashley Lutheran covers public safety and breaking news for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she's covered public safety, crime, and policing in Milwaukee since 2013. Ashley, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So for 7 days now, protesters in Milwaukee marching the streets, demanding justice for George Floyd, demanding justice for Joel Acevedo, who died from injuries following a fight with an off-duty police officer who was later charged. Give us some of your reflections on what you see happening now in Milwaukee.
I think what you see happening in Milwaukee and around the country is a broad movement that is moving beyond issues of policing and really getting at the heart of, you know, of civil rights and of addressing, you know, systemic racism embedded within American society. I think you're hearing a lot more calls, not just for police reform, but, you know, really rethinking American institutions around equity.
So you're seeing a growing movement going broader than police brutality.
Yes, although that remains the focus, and that is certainly what prompted this most recent wave of national demonstrations, from what I'm hearing from people involved, as well as people who have been involved with these kinds of movements before, is that it really seems to be broader, more encompassing. It's certainly drawing many more people to the streets and a much more diverse crowd. You're seeing people of all different ages, all different races, who are taking to the streets and demonstrating.
Milwaukee being a very segregated city, it has seen protests and riots before. Can you give us some of that historical context?
Absolutely. I think most recently in 2016, there were several nights of unrest in the city's Sherman Park neighborhood after the police shooting of Seville Smith. And that was an event that, in one respect, ended, it was a very different outcome because the police officer involved with that ended up being charged with homicide. That was only the second time in modern history in Milwaukee that that had happened. The officer ultimately was acquitted, but the case did go to a jury. I think a key part within that case was the use of body camera that was used to, cited by the prosecutor to bring those charges. The fact that Milwaukee police patrol officers have all had body cameras since 2016 as a result of earlier protests. So before that, there was the fatal shooting of Dontre Hamilton in Red Arrow Park. And before that, there, you know, was the in-custody death of Derek Williams, who died in the back of a squad car saying, you know, he couldn't breathe. And I think you can go even farther back to the death of Ernest Lacey. And so people have been protesting these injustices in Milwaukee for a very long time. And those, each of those movements have led to some sort of change or reform in policy or public perception. And I think this is just continuing on that progression, on that path.
We're talking with Ashley Lutheran, covers public safety, crime, and policing for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. What questions do you have about the protests in Milwaukee? Do you think the most recent marches in Milwaukee and around the state will lead to broader change? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Ashley, do you think body cameras have made a difference?
I think it's important to look at the research and the studies that we've had. I think the use of video across the country, capturing encounters between capturing police encounters regardless, but specifically police encounters with African American residents, has really led to this broader understanding of how we're seeing interactions that we all didn't see before that weren't kind of broadcast, and maybe things that were, you know, really well known in one local city weren't traveling as fast to other cities because you didn't have that use of video. And so I think it's not just about body cameras, but everyone has a camera and face and can take video from their cell phones. And that's what you're really seeing, whether it's cases involving the police or cases involving, you know, harassment. You know, a lot of people are also, you know, connecting all of this to what happened in Central Park, as well as I understand you were talking about the earlier case. And so it's just, I think video is really, really providing evidence to something that it is really providing a perspective, a broad perspective to something that people and communities of color have been telling all of us, particularly white communities, for a long time had been happening.
Let's bring in a call now. Stephanie is joining us from Madison. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there. I wanted to make one statement and ask a question. The first statement I want to make is that I really wish we would refer to these murders, killings, as lynching. And then my question is, I haven't heard, and I've listened to a lot of news, I haven't heard about the man who was denied water in Milwaukee's prison, or not prison, sorry, in the jail, and how he tragically died. And that was just cruelty, just as well as standing on someone's neck for 9 minutes. Thank you.
Stephanie, thanks for the call. Ashley, can you respond there?
Yes. So I believe the caller was referring to the death of Terrell Thomas, and he died of dehydration in the jail, in the Milwaukee County Jail. That has led to an ongoing criminal case and civil case as well. And I apologize, I have not checked on that specific case most recently, so I don't have the most recent information, but I do recall that Armour Correctional, which was the healthcare provider contracted to be in the jail, was actually criminally charged in that death.
When you look at the protests over the past 7 days, how do you see them organized and coming together?
It's been really interesting to watch, because you are seeing protests all over the city. I was talking with a few protest organizers earlier in the week, and there was even confusion about, wait, so there's something on 76th and something on Humboldt, and let's, they're talking like, let's regroup here. So you're seeing Facebook events, people having solidarity events, people of different faiths coming together and having their own events. And so it's really just a series of sort of organic and some planned, but it seems like a lot of organic marches and protests happening across the city, at least here in Milwaukee. And they're really spanning many, many miles over many hours.
What about community leaders, civic leaders? What have you heard from them?
I think a lot of civic leaders are wondering and really thinking, how will this moment lead to lasting change? How can this be harnessed for something different? You've seen a lot of government agencies as well as civic institutions like large foundations in the city talking more bluntly about racism as a public health issue, the fundamental need to address racism that's embedded within a lot of systems, and how do you make those institutions and those organizations more equitable and therefore, more effective for the communities they're working with and they're in and ultimately trying to help. And so that seems to be the real question, is, what can be done to make sure that this leads to lasting change? And I think, as Reggie Moore, who's the director of the city's Office of Violence Prevention, put it, none of this is happening in a vacuum. This is all accumulative demonstrations and protests, and that's ultimately what's going to keep happening in order to build off this movement.
Ashley, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kent.
Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Ashley Lutheran covering protests in Milwaukee. We'll be back in a minute right here on the Ideas Network.